In agricultural news, lawmakers and business executives yesterday suggested that the U.S. futures regulator must ask Congress for a delay in implementing derivatives regulations as they criticized the agency for moving too fast. The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission has increasingly come under fire from Republican lawmakers. House Agriculture Chairman Frank Lucas says, quote, the CFTC can't comprehend the cumulative impact over 40 proposed regulations will have on the markets or the economy. We simply cannot impose a wave of new regulations that are rushed and poorly vetted. And James Field, the chief financial officer at Deer & Company, told lawmakers a workable timetable is needed, quote, given the complexity of the business issues involved. The House has passed a bill that would bar the Environmental Protection Agency from requiring farmers or companies to comply with the Clean Water Act when using pesticides on or near water sources. The bill's supporters said pesticides are adequately regulated by other laws. The bill passed 292 to 130 yesterday. 57 Democrats joined 235 Republicans in supporting the bill, which has not yet seen any Senate action. Trade officials in Argentina today say that nation's 2010-11 corn harvest is expected to fall to between 21 million and 22 million metric tons, down from last season's record 22.7 million metric tons. Dry weather at the start of the corn season hit crop yields, dampening early production expectations for a crop of up to 26 million metric tons. The South American country's agriculture ministry estimates corn production at 20.8 million metric tons, while the Buenos Aires Grains Exchange sees a harvest of 19.5 million metric tons. The Labor Department today says that U.S. employment recorded a second straight month of solid gains in March, and the jobless rate fell to a two-year low of 8.8%. Non-farm payrolls rose 216,000 last month. The private sector accounted for all of the new jobs in March. Government employment fell 14,000, declining for a fifth straight month. The jobless rate is one of the factors that could determine the timing of the Federal Reserve's first interest rate hike since it cut overnight lending rates to near zero in December of 2008. And China's manufacturing sector regained momentum in March, easing fears of a sharp slowdown on strengthening demand for autos and machinery. The state-affiliated China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing reported its Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, rose to 53.4 last month from 52.2 in February and 52.9 in January. 50 is the benchmark for expansion. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.